Mosiah chapter 22. Now in this chapter we see the deliverance of the people of Limhi, but what's important is to pay attention to how they're delivered. We see that that in the beginning the King Limhi brings all the people together to consult with them if anybody's got any idea how they can be delivered. And the only thing that they can agree upon, or that they can see clearly, is that they are not going to become free by battling the Lamanites. And so therefore, Gideon, who was the same one who had previously given the ideas to the king, I think we have some feeling that he gets these things from the Spirit, because he's the one that came forth mostly to mention the Lord. He comes and gives them an idea, which again I want to say clearly I think is from the Lord. And he gives them the idea of giving extra wine to the guards, and then when the guards get good and drunk that night, then they will sneak out through the back pass. And they do that. They take their herds with them, and then they go into the wilderness. And when the Lamanites pursue them, they can't find them, and the army of the Lamanites actually becomes lost. And the people get back to Zarahemla, and that's the story. But we really have to go back and analyze the story a little bit to see what is to see the character of these people again. Again, they call the people together. They're still looking for the wisdom of people. They're not looking for the wisdom of God. Gideon received the wisdom of God, gives it to them, and then when they take it, they still take it because it's a good idea, and that's again why they mentioned that they couldn't beat him by battle. So therefore, they are willing to take his as the next best idea. Not the next best; it's the only idea that makes any good sense. And then when they leave, they take with them all their gold and all their precious things. And meaning that their hearts were still to some degree upon these things, instead of saying, let's leave the gold and precious things behind and let's just get out of here and have trust in the Lord. They still had their heart to a degree on that. And the point is that if there's one thing that we've learned throughout this study of the people of Limhi, that the Lord has different kingdoms in heaven, and he has a place for these people, and anyone that will come to him in any degree, he will there then give them some support. And I think we could also say that the Lord stands for freedom. And if the people wants freedom and they come to him, he will prepare a way for them to live in freedom. Again, I want to stress that the people of Limhi and the whole story of Zenith, Noah, and Limhi through all their reigns, it is a story of people who only a few became wanted to be true followers of Christ, but those that would follow him to a degree that he does love them and he does have a place for them. And again, the Book of Mormon and the Lord mostly wants to talk about those that are going to come and live in the celestial kingdom with him.